We live in the age of big data. The potent combination of fast computers and worldwide connectivity is continually praised, even worshipped. Over and over, we are told that government, business, finance, medicine, law, and our daily lives are being revolutionized by a newfound ability to sift through reams of data and discover the truth. We can make wise decisions because powerful computers have looked at the data and seen the light. Maybe. Or maybe not. Sometimes these omnipresent data and magnificent computers lead to some pretty outlandish discoveries. Case in point, serious people have seriously claimed that messy rooms make people racist. Unborn chicken embryos can influence computer random event generators. When the ratio of government debt to GDP goes above 90%, nations nearly always slip into recession. As much as 50% of the drop in the crime rate in the United States over the past 20 years is because of legalized abortion. Drinking 2 cups of coffee a day substantially increases the risk of pancreatic cancer. The most successful companies tend to become less successful, while the least successful companies tend to become more successful, so that soon all will become mediocre. Athletes who appear on the cover of Sports Illustrated or Madden NFL are jinxed in that they are likely to be less successful or injured. Living near power lines causes cancer in children. Humans have the power to postpone death until after important ceremonial occasions. Asian Americans are more susceptible to heart attacks on the 4th day of the month. People live 3 to 5 years longer if they have positive initials like ACE. Baseball players whose first names began with the letter D die on average 2 years younger than players whose first names began with the letters E through Z. The terminally ill can be cured by positive mental energy sent from thousands of miles away. When an NFC team wins the Super Bowl, the stock market almost always goes up. You can beat the stock market by buying the Dow Jones stock with the highest dividend yield and the second lowest price per share. These claims, and hundreds more like them, appear in newspapers and magazines every day, even though they are surely false. In today's information age, our beliefs and actions are guided by torrents of meaningless data. It's not hard to see why we repeatedly draw false inferences and make bad decisions. Even if we are reasonably well-informed, we're not always alert to the ways in which data are biased or irrelevant, or to the ways in which scientific research is flawed or misleading. We tend to assume that computers are infallible, that no matter what kind of garbage we put in, computers will spit out gospel. It happens not just to laymen in their daily lives, but in serious research by diligent professionals. We see it in the popular press, on television, on the internet, in political campaigns, in academic journals, in business meetings, in courtrooms, and of course, in government hearings. Decades ago, when data were scarce and computers non-existent, researchers worked hard to gather good data and thought carefully before spending hours, even days, on painstaking calculations. Now, with data so plentiful, researchers often spend too little time distinguishing between good data and rubbish, between sound analysis and junk science. And worst of all, we are too quick to assume that churning through mountains of data can't ever go wrong. We rush to make decisions based on the balderdash these machines dish out. To increase taxes in the midst of a recession, to trust our life savings to financial quants who impress us because we don't understand them, to base business decisions on the latest management fad, to endanger our health with medical quackery, and worst of all, to give up coffee. Ronald Coase cynically observed that if you torture the data long enough, it will confess. Standard deviations is an exploration of dozens of examples of tortuous assertions that, with even a moment's reflection, don't pass the smell test. Sometimes the unscrupulous deliberately try to mislead us. Other times, the well-intentioned are blissfully unaware of the mischief they are committing. My intention in writing the book that inspired this audiobook is to help protect us from errors, both external and self-inflicted. You will learn simple guidelines for recognizing bull when you see it or say it. Not only do others use data to fool us, we often fool ourselves.